We're going to have a short class on what the tefillin look like on the inside, just so that we understand a little bit of what we mentioned earlier, that there are hairs coming out of the tefillin. So, we'll just explain what goes on. Imagine this is a long piece of parchment, and a pen here. This would be the piece of parchment for your hand tefillin, which is going to have Shema, the whole parsha of Shema, and then V'hoyim Shemoa, V'hoyo Kol HaBichor, V'hoyo Ki V'yacha. So you have the parsha of Shema is going to be written over here, Shema, etc. Okay? You have this long parsha of Shema. What we do is, after we have the four parshiot written, we roll them, just as we roll a mezuzah backwards so that it opens. So we roll them backwards. So we'll begin with your hand tefillin, which are really rolled up, much like I'm doing now. You roll up the whole parsha. And then, after you've rolled up the parsha, we take hairs from the tail of a cow or any other kosher animal. We take them from the tail of a cow. It doesn't have to be a cow that was slaughtered kosher. Just has to be from the tail of a cow, or the tail of any other kosher animal.
The tail of a living cow?
I think so. Why not? But it's easier. I mean, what we do is, when we go to a slaughterhouse, and they have nothing to do with the tails very often. I mean, they'll charge you $3, $5, hack off 5-10 tails, and they give them to you. And then you got to clean them up. Now, you could go to the store and buy it and pay a fortune for it, or you could do it this way. Okay, so now you have the scroll all rolled up. Remember, it's got to be rolled so that Shema is here. And you take a few cow's hairs, wrap them around, and do we have anything can substitute for a hair here?
Don't look at me.
Okay. Take hair, wrap them around.
Like and pieces or like a whole
piece? No, take a long hair, and usually it's longer than my hair, but for the, and after you've wrapped it around, you twirl it around so that's tight, it holds the parshiyos closed, and you actually make a knot, you stick it inside, and now you have the parshiyos closed. How do you know which side's up? Well, remember, it's supposed to be that you unroll it and Shema is going to be here. So you know which side's up. Next, you take a piece of parchment and you wrap it around. Now, the way we wrap it is also so that we know which side is going to be up, because the tefillin have to be right side up. So we traditionally wrap the parchment as follows. You put halfway up in the front, come around the back, and then come again around the front with the flap going down bottom. So you always know that the upper flap going down bottom is going to be the right side up, right? And then again, you wrap it with hairs and close it up. Make a knot. Now you have the tefillin is ready to go inside the bite, inside the housing itself. Now on the head tefillin, you really have four parshiot, let's say, four pieces of parchment like this. You're going to write on it again. We'll write Shema. And again, after we finish writing the whole parsha of Shema, so we roll it up. Same formula. When we're finished rolling it up, again, we'll tie it with a hair, but we're going to have four little ones like this. Right? They're going to be really small. We roll them up tight. After we roll them up tight, we'll tie them with a hair again. And again, we'll take a piece of parchment. In the same fashion, we'll wrap it up. Now, we have to stick this parchment into the Shel Rosh. And according to the Kabbalah, on the Parsha of Kol HaBichor, if I'm not mistaken, it's a Parsha of Kol HaBichor, that we take out the hairs that wrap this up, and the hairs are jutting out when you close the bite. That's a Kabbalistic concept. And if you look at your tefillin, you will probably see some hairs jutting out. And those are the cow's hairs from here. So that's what we mentioned earlier. Now we have an overview of how we wrap tefillin and the cow's hairs that come out of the tefillin.